Okay, so Akshobhya. Akshobhya, the name means immovable, unshakable, imperturbable. In the mandala of the five Buddhas, he's positioned in the eastern quarter. That's at the bottom, what seems like the south to us, but it's actually the east. And the east, of course, is the direction of the rising sun. He's the first Buddha that you meet in the mandala, as you enter the mandala. And his realm is called Abhirati, Abhirati, which means the realm of complete joy. It's a very beautiful place. He's seated on a vast blue lotus throne, which is supported by four enormous elephants. Akshobhya's body is made of deep blue light, the colour of the night sky in the tropics. I've never been to the tropics, but I hear that the night sky is deep and mysterious, and yet somehow quite kind of luminous. It's luminous. And that's what Akshobhya's body is like. He sits in full lotus posture and is adorned with silk robes. And the silk robes are of the same mysterious blue as his body. But the difference is that they're covered in gold embroidery. This blue is covered in gold embroidery. He's got dark hair. It's actually blue-black hair, really jet black. And it's in a top knot. It's tied in a top knot. And his smile is said to be incredibly beautiful. He has an incredibly beautiful smile. And it's said that once you see his smile and really see it, you completely understand. You understand everything. Nothing can ever be the same again once you've seen his smile. It's the smile of wisdom. He's got various forms of jewellery. He sometimes is seen with a golden crown with five crests, as we've got on the mandala over there. He has a gold necklace and gold ornaments on his arms and also on his feet. His right hand reaches down, palm inwards, and gently touches the earth. He's seated on a white moon mat, and his left hand rests in the left lap in the Dhyana Mudra. And upright on the palm is a golden Vajra, standing upright on his palm. So that's the golden Vajra, the thunderbolt. There's a halo around his head, which is green, a luminous green emitting from around his head, and another one around his body, which is a beautiful soft red emitting from his body. The syllable Hung is seen at his heart, and this is emitting blue light, a pale blue light, soft pale blue light from his heart. And this is said to represent the integration of the individual and the universal. His mantra, he emanates a mantra. Om Vajra Akshobhya Hung. Om Vajra Akshobhya Hung. Om Vajra Akshobhya Hung. Just like a drum beating throughout the realm, throughout Abhirati. Yeah? And it's said that when the mantra is emanated, it's like an elephant. Each symbol is like the elephant stepping. Yeah, when an elephant steps. Om Vajra Akshobhya Hum. You really know it's happening. It's really there. So this mantra carries into all parts of his realm of Abhirati in this slow and steady rhythm. Yeah, like the beating of a drum. So it has this unshakable quality, like the elephant. So this is the basic appearance of Akshobhya in the mandala. He's big and blue, he's on a lotus throne, and he's supported by huge elephants, who are solid and immovable.